Welcome to Global Journal of Environmental Science and Management Podcast. You are listening to Volume 10, Number 2, Spring 2024. Article Number 10. Removal of ceftriaxone and ciprofloxacin antibiotics from aqueous solutions using graphene oxide derived from corn cob. Author, Rinawadi Affiliation, Department of Chemistry, Faculty of Mathematics and Natural Sciences, University of Lampung, JL Professor Dr. I.R. Sumantri Brojonegoro, Bandar Lampung City, Lampung 35145, Indonesia. Author, Rinawadi Affiliation, Department of Chemistry, Faculty of Mathematics and Natural Sciences, University of Lampung, JL Professor Dr. I.R. Sumantri Brojonegoro, Bandar Lampung City, Lampung 35145, Indonesia. Author, Dr. Muthia Affiliation, Department of Chemistry, Faculty of Mathematics and Natural Sciences, University of Lampung, JL Professor Dr. I.R. Sumantri Brojonegoro, Bandar Lampung City, Lampung 35145, Indonesia. Author, M.D. Imelda Affiliation, Department of Chemistry, Faculty of Mathematics and Natural Sciences, University of Lampung, JL Professor Dr. I.R. Sumantri Brojonegoro, Bandar Lampung City, Lampung 35145, Indonesia. Author, F.H. Ladyf Affiliation, Department of Mechanical Engineering, Faculty of Engineering and Science, Universitas Nasional, Jakarta 12520, Indonesia. Author, S. Muhammad Affiliation, Department of Chemistry, Faculty of Science, University of Malaya, Kuala Lumpur 50603, Malaysia. Author, A.A. Kiswandono Affiliation, Department of Chemistry, Faculty of Mathematics and Natural Sciences, University of Lampung, J.L. Prof. Dr. I.R. Sumantri Brojonegoro, Bandar Lampung City, Lampung 35145, Indonesia. Corresponding author, Rinawadi. Abstract, background and objectives, preliminary studies on the exploration of carbonaceous materials from agricultural waste and their use as adsorbents for antibiotic removal have shown the potential to address a new threat to human health due to antibiotic residue. Therefore, this study developed and synthesized graphene oxide from corn cob for its efficiency in removing ceftriaxone and ciprofloxacin. Methods: the Hummer's methods were used to synthesize graphene oxide from corn cobs. Graphene oxide was characterized using Fourier transform infrared, scanning electron microscope energy dispersive X-ray, and X-ray diffraction instruments. During the synthesis process, antibiotic adsorption tests were extensively conducted by exploring four variables, namely dosage of adsorbent, potential hydrogen, concentration, and contact time. Findings: the results showed that graphene oxide from corn cob effectively removed 47% of ceftriaxone and 92.62% of ciprofloxacin. Furthermore, to ensure optimum use of the adsorbents, antibiotic ceftriaxone and ciprofloxacin weighing 40 mg and 20 mg, this is in addition to the initial concentrations of 14 and 2 parts per million, the potential of hydrogen 4, and contact times of 50 and 40 minutes, respectively. Conclusion: in conclusion, adsorbents made from corn cobs are better at the removal of ciprofloxacin from water than the antibiotic ceftriaxone. The difference in molecular structure affected the percentage of antibiotic adsorption onto graphene oxide derived from corn cob. This study underscores the potential of the derived material as a promising adsorbent for efficiently removing ciprofloxacin from aquatic environments. The use of agricultural waste as advanced materials to address antibiotic residue pollution provided additional environmental pollution. Keywords: antibiotic ceftriaxone, ciprofloxacin, corn cob, graphene oxide. You can read full article at gjesm.net.